Welcome to the Marketing Society podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pigott, editor at the Society. And for today's pod, we have another episode in our series, Starter for 10. It's a series of 10-minute talks from clever people in our global network about things of interest to marketers. For today's talk, we have executive producer, brand consultant, and one of the DOT's 100 rising stars inspiring change and transforming the industry in 2020, Amy Dick, to talk about how to adopt an inclusive mindset and to reimagine marketing futures. Over to you, Amy.
Thank you, Michael. Right, so I grew up watching a lot of martial arts cinema, especially films coming out of Hong Kong and Japan. Bruce Lee is an obvious star of that era and took the philosophy underpinning his craft very seriously. There's a particular quote he's famous for: "Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle and it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend." Now, I'm sure you're wondering where on earth I'm going with this. However, I came across the quote recently and it presented an opportunity for reflection. It made me think about the practice of unlearning and an openness to change. If we are honest, our industry has been slow to evolve over the last decade, some might say century. And we can't deny our individual roles in upholding the status quo. For some reason, as society and culture moves forward, we are slow to be curious, to deeply engage, understand, and to find our place. Industry norms have a role to play in this, but so do our expectations of self and society. A few examples to paint a picture. The narratives and images we platform tend to reflect a narrow subset of societal values and standards. Even our organizational setups tell the same story, especially when we look at leadership. We hero whiteness, cisgenders, Western culture, men, the neurotypical, the able-bodied, lighter skin, the list goes on. We've learned that most consumers hate ads, a quarter pay to avoid them, whilst a third find them absolutely useless. Nevertheless, we continue to use creative and marketing formulas that don't center audience needs. We live for trends, but don't take the time to fully understand or support the cultures whose insights and cultural capital we are so keen to leverage for likes, kudos, and ultimately financial gain. So of course there is a dissonance between the perceived and the real. Of course the work produced and the way we measure success is then out of touch. Our strategies aren't always ethical. For example, when it comes to consumer research, the frameworks we design neglect large parts of society. You'll find curated focus groups along with other data inputs lacking inclusivity and therefore integrity. The same can be true for audience segmentation and certain types of media buys which alienate and exploit consumers. At least the end of third-party cookies, like the pandemic, will force us into the future and to find more ethical and hopefully equitable ways to work with audiences and to reward them for their data and attention. So in these ways and more, we've been slow to drive progress, and our actions have perpetuated social inequalities. It is no surprise then that as an industry, we seldom set the cultural agenda or push the narrative forward. Instead, we show up late once the movement has already matured, throwing knee-jerk reactions that signal disingenuity, a lack of understanding, courage, and collective care. And so I wonder whether you'll agree that it's finally time to reconfigure and reimagine marketing and advertising futures, to reconnect with our roles as an opportunity to drive positive change and collective progress. As Augusto Boal wrote, "Empathy is the most powerful weapon, yet we forget to seek it. In the spirit of forever learning, we can perhaps take the challenge to practice empathy for ourselves and others daily, taking time to understand the origin of our beliefs and working through their limitations as an opportunity to unlearn. Douglas Hofstadter, author of Gödel, Escher, Bach, and Eternal Golden Braid, writes, "If you found a contradiction in your own thoughts, it is very unlikely that your whole mentality will break down. Instead, you will probably begin to question the beliefs or modes of reasoning which you felt had led to the contradictory thoughts." So I say, let's be vulnerable with ourselves, open to being wrong, and leaning into the inner contradictions that we uncover. They might just help us to evolve. We can also practice empathy by investing in our collective cultural intelligence, getting curious about the experience of others, their social situations, beliefs, challenges, and their deep cares. These sorts of learnings open up our world and invite inspiration and purposeful actions through the work that we do. At the very least, we might develop an effective language for cross-cultural conversations, especially those with the power to break down barriers and to move society forward. Let's also embrace collectivity and consider how our ideas, work, and processes can lead to improved outcomes for humans and the planet. A good place to start is to center our audiences and to find ways to co-create culture with them, inviting them to shape thinking, to ideate, and by giving them the platform and resources to express their truths and show us another way. What if we reconfigured our teams to facilitate this level of collaboration? I also wonder whether there is a new measure of success that we can introduce not only to the campaigns and initiatives that we run, but to our companies. Why not measure their effectiveness in nourishing society, in contributing to, for example, the psychosocial safety of audiences, equality, and more? Today, pursuing financial gains alone won't cut it, nor will self-serving tokenistic gestures of solidarity. So let's rethink our values and bring intention and purpose to all that we do. This is also a time to adopt a more fluid approach to the way we serve audiences, embracing plurality over the binary. For example, acknowledging that collectivity amplifies and empowers the individual. They coexist symbiotically rather than compete. Let's develop inclusive and fluid frameworks that celebrate diverse contexts, such as gendered and genderless, local and global, and treating the digital and physical as one. The new generation are a great example of this mindset and are proving to be a collective force towards societal harmony, repair, and ingenuity. We should be partners to co-create futures. Another thought is to unlearn mainstream thinking. Innovation, creativity, and radically awesome futures come from the margins. So let's platform people of color, women and the non-binary, the neurodiverse, cultural minorities of different kinds, the LGBTQ community, and so on. Let's recognize them as the innovators and purveyors of culture and newness that they are. And lastly, let's be brave enough to stand for something and to demonstrate this purpose through our work, not only for the brands we serve, but for society as a whole. I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes. It's by Octavia Butler from her book, The Parable of the Sower. "All that you touch, you change, and all that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change." And so I ask you to consider the kind of change you can imagine through your platform as a marketer, and how we can collectively imagine and create better futures.
Amazing stuff. Thank you so much, Amy. Lots and lots of wisdom there. All the stuff about how some of the best things, if not all of the best things, tend to come from the margins is one of the things that I was taking away from that. But for now, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the Marketing Society podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael. Really enjoyed that.